Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. She should be a specialist for murdering Ruth. She is Chilu Nishmas. Mars has to pass with Shmuel. Schus Moshe to be Peshtin, right? So Moshe Mordechai. And Schus Yochab Fege, Bas Michal Dispasia. Chani Gitl, Bas Naomi Eliza. Avigail Ayelaz, Bas Yocheved. Respect to Abbas Tila Ravido, so Shachal Yisrael. This is based in the Torah. Rabbeinu Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bachatzos. And Moshe didn't want to say Bachatzos, he said Kachatzos. Like it says in the Gemara, because nobody knows exactly when Chatzos is, so then the Mitzrayim would say, oh, you're a little bit off. So he says Kachatzos, around Chatzos. We don't have any example of this in Nevuah, that something is said to a Navi b'Nevuah, and afterwards he's afraid to pass this on in the original words that it was said. Only here we find this. The Metzius of Knesset Yisrael, Liktzuvishin Sve Geirusin, lies between two Geiruses, two conversions. The first is the conversion of Avraham Avinu, who is Tchila LaGeirim, Sukkah Memtes on the base. And the second is the Geirus of the Shishim Ribo of 600,000 on the Eltes Vav Nisan. In the Geirus we learn from Avosenu b'Mitzrayim, Yevamos Mevavam et Aleph. The explanation is as follows. The beginning of Parashas of Eretz is Ani Hashem. Avos lo nadati b'shem zeh. I didn't appear to the Avos for the Shem Havoyah. The Ramban explains, in all of the events, episodes that happen with the Avos in Chumash, there is no change of nature. Whatever is mentioned in connection with the Avos, a special Ashgacha Pratis, Ma'aseh V'Simin L'Banim. So obviously God's running everything, but there's no change of nature. Chozeh L'Avos. But Moshe Rabbeinu was said Ani Hashem, which means Shinuyim and Tev Ani Havoya. The Chiddush in the Iskalas to Moshe Rabbeinu is Bani Hashem, the Avos Lo Nodati. I wasn't known with this name, Shem Havoya. They knew the name. It doesn't say Shelo Hodati Lahem. But Lo Nodati, I wasn't known to them, meaning I didn't appear to them with this name. Meaning, I didn't change nature for them. That's what Shem Havayah denotes. This fact is based on a general mahalach of Ani Amarati Elokim Atem Uvnei Elyon Kulchem Et Manan Torah. I said that you were supposed to be like angels or like God, the sons of the divine. You are all at Matan Torah. They weren't supposed to die. And then, we afterwards had to die when they made the Cheda Eagle. So Yitzis Mitzrayim, Yitzis Yisrael Avir Olam, and it was a tikkun of the Cheda of Adam Arish, and Atem Kriyim Adam, we are supposed to be the tikkun of Adam. Atzura Mikorit Shel Tzelem Elokim Be'Adam Nitma'ata Yidei Zvamat HaNachash Yidei Gzerat Mita. The original form of the Tzelem Elokim of man was made smaller through the Zoam of the Nachash, the impurity of the Nachash and the Xeris Misa. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu made Adam smaller. He was originally so large spiritually, maybe even physically. And the Mahalach HaTikun started with Avraham Avinu. It was called the Adam HaGadol Ba'Anokim. Yeshua Yedalat Hesvav, Precious Rabba, Parash Yedalat Piskavav. So the tikkun starts with Avram, the Adam HaGadol Ba'Anokim, and he creates Klal Yisrael, which is going to continue making the tikkun until Achris Seyam and Matan Torah. Paska Zoam Masam, Vuchzera Atzura Makoyus Shel Tzelem Elokim. At Matan Torah, the Zoam is stopped, and the original Tzura of Tzelem Elokim was restored. They lost the impurity of the Nachash, and they were supposed to live forever, and then they lost it at the Chayda Ego. But the Matan Torah, they had it. They had the original Tzelem Elokim of Adam Atem. Matan Torah is the Gemar of this process. And being informed of this was when it was said when they left Mitzrayim, Tavdun is Elokim al Ahar Hazeh. You should serve God on this mountain. He says Mitzrayim is the marching towards that goal of Tavdun is Elokim al Ahar Hazeh, Matan Torah, and Psikas HaZoama, removal of any impurity, and Memela, we live forever. We have to know that this process of the restoration of man to his original form of before the sin was complicated on the way. We only had a cheshbon with the tikkun of the kilkul of the first kilkul of Adam. This kilkul would have found its tikkun with a different mahalach than what we had. But what happened? And before the tikkun of Avraham Avinu, there were two more kilkulim. There was the Dor HaMavel and Dor HaFlaga. And from then, we can't come to the tikkun of the original kilkul without passing via the tikkun of the two later kilkulim, the two later corruptions. You can't skip over them and go back to Adam HaRishon as if nothing happened from Adam till Avraham Avinu. So it must be that the kilkulim of the Dor HaMabul and Aflaga have to be fixed before the nullification of the decree of death, which is an outcome of the original kilkul of Adam HaRishon. So let's first talk about the kilkul of the Dor HaFlaga. It doesn't mean, like it seems superficially, that the people were split up as a Maisa Shaya Kachaya, that's what happened. These had this language and settled in this place. And the other one spoke a different language, settled in a different place. So it's as if we just have a cheshbon here with a random splitting up of people who spoke one language originally, and then it happens to be they started other nations. That's the superficial way of looking at it. Because if that was the way it was, then it can't be. They're going to be different halachas for different nations. Mitzrayim, Moab, Edom. The very fact that they're different gidrei halacha in relationship to the umos shows us that the umos are rooted very, very deeply in the system of the world. And the depth is there taichfun espalgus umos shekan nikra kalayut surata shel adam l'shevim chalakim. The explanation of the splitting up of the nations is that here the general form of man was broken up into 70 parts. Because a pilug, a splitting up of the dibur of a person, is a pilug in the etzem tzuras ha'odam. It's really a splitting up in the very essence of man. Man is a speaking being. Tzuras ha'odam is a medabia. And therefore, if men are split up into 70 languages, so that's a chaluka, the etzim tzura sa'odam, the very essence of man. Until the Dor HaFlaga, there was a tzura klolis of a person. And the Dor HaFlaga, this was split up into different parts. There's no more tzura klolis of a person. And what's the outcome of this ma'isa? That if you want to come to the tikkun of the kilkul of Adam HaRishon, this tikkun cannot come by one man, because after Dor HaFlaga, Taitz the Chois, Adam, in an Uma. After the Dor HaFlaga, man is expressed with a nation. He's together an Uma. And a Yochid, an individual, has no Koach. We call it Tikkun, Kloli, Shelo Adam. You know the Tikkun Kloli, that's what Hasidim say, a certain Rebbe. But there's no Tikkun Kloli of Adam by an individual. Can't be. After the Dor HaFlaga. The Marisham was Yechidi. Tzur is Yechidus. אבל היום צורת אדם נקראת ל-70 חלקים בבחינת אומה. אם כן, התיקון צריך לבוא בשני שלבים, so there are two stages in the Tikkun HaAdam, שיגיע בסופו של דבר לצורת אדם ביחיד דוגמת אדם במקור שהיחידי. So the Tikkun has to go in two stages. In the end, we're going to get back to the Tzura Sadam ביחיד, like the original Adam. But you can't really come to this stage. You have to be makdim, Tikkun HaUma. You have to fix the nation. And through this, we're mevatel the kilkul of the Dura Flaga. And only then are we ready to be attacking the kilkul of Adam Arisha. So it comes out that without the kilkul of the Dura Flaga, the whole tikkun of Tzuras Adam would have been done by Avram Avinu alone. And this could have restored the world to the path of a fixed man, of an Adam Mesukon, B'li Misa, without having to die. I've read Avram Avinu, it says, Adam Agadol Vanokin. Adam Agadol, but after the Dura Flaga, the tikkun has to go דרך זה שבחיצוניותו דומה ל-70 אומות. במקום כהן זה סותר למותו עצמית של יחידות. After a flag, the Tikkun has to come by this, that in his chitzonius is like the 70 nations. However, this isn't soiser, the mahusa atzmit shel yechidus. Therefore, ואיך נתקיים צירוף זה? Where do we find this? When there was a period of the Amim, they were the same number as Bnei Yisrael, so there were 70 nations and 70 Jews. So therefore you see this parallel between the Klalius of the world, of the Umos, and the individuals, the Jewish people. The beginning of the Jewish people started with 70 people, 70 individuals. And corresponding to every individual of this nation, of the Jewish people, a nation was created. The 70 people, 70 nations, 70 Jews coming down to Egypt, 70 nations. The depths of this parallel is that corresponding to the kera sheba umot, umdim bi Yisrael yichidim. 70 umot makbil le 70 yichidim. 70 nations corresponding to 70 individuals. Yichidim bnei am echad. Am ze haolech v'notzar kan kolel b'tocho et mispar kol akraim. Etzem ha'avda shenivneit umah kolelet oto kera, הוא גוף התהליך התיקון של תור הפלגה. שמחד גיסא ישראל הוא אומה, דוגמה לעמים, אבל הידך גיסא, ועומקה היא אומה זו פירור של אדם. בחיצוניותה הוא דוגמה לאומה, אבל בעומקה מערב הבדל. שבים נפש כתיב בלשון יחיד. So this nation that's being built includes within it all of the pieces of the world of the 70 nations. And that itself is the tikkun. The 70 people are the tikkun of the Dura Flaga. Because they're attacking all the nations. On one hand, the Jewish people are a nation like all the other nations. On the other hand, much different, obviously, Kali Yisrael from the other nations. This nation is not a crumb of a person. Einu mazeh perur shel adam. In its chitzonis, it looks like an umma. But ba'omka, ma'rav ha'evdel, 70 nefesh. So we have these 70 individuals, but it's lashon yachid, because all these 70 individuals are really one. They really have unity. So on one hand, it has all the crime, it has all the parts of the 70. On the other hand, these 70 are really one. And obviously, Klal Yisrael is different than the nations, than the 70 nations. So that's the tikkun of the Dura Flaga. וכן לאחר דור הפלגה מתחיל התיקון של קלקולו המקורי של האדם, דרך יחיד שהוא אבי האומה. After the Dura Flaga starts the tikkun of the original kilkul of man, via Avram Avinu. You have the Dura Flaga, and then Avram Avinu. Now, Ravinu's job is to fix the Chet HaYachid. And Ravinu's a Yachid. So, he has to start being attacking the Chet of Adam. The Shivim Nefesh are attacking the Dura Flaga. So now we get to the Kilkul of the Dura Mabel. So there was a Kilkul. and Ona shall Khorban Olam. But Mana shall the Dorot me ato kilkul. Mai yarsha an oshut mimenu. Dugmas had surisim kait shel tsur asad sheva was to our flaga. So what did mankind inherit from the Dor Hamabul? Like the Kera, like the fact that there was a tsurisim kait, there was a tsur asad was ripped up. Dor HaFlaga. What happened in Dor HaMabul? The Yerusha we have is Lausif L'Kal Lo'edis HaAdam B'Avur HaOdam. Bereishis 8:21. Fnei Dor HaMabul Ne'amar Nechamti Ki Asisi Yetz HaAdam. Bereishis Vav Zayin. Aval Achar Dor HaMabul Kol Ma'aseh HaChamas She'yafil She'yafal Lo Yigomu L'Bitul Lo Min HaOlam. Ein Od Nechamti Ki Asisi Yetz HaAdam. She'u Lo Yeh Churban HaOlam. Pirush HaDvarim She'mekanu La'aba שוב אין האדם התכלית של הבריאה. בשביל שתכלית פתלה, אין צורך לאמצעים. עד המבול, אם אדם בעל חמאס, הוא המטרה של עולם אז וימח את כל היקום. ולאחר המבול, שוב אין אדמה מתקללת עבור האדם, ואין אדם קוטב וציר בו אביר עבור כלכור דורות של דור המבול. דור המבול, after the door of Mabul, God regretted making man, and he promised after the door of Mabul, he's not going to curse the earth anymore for man. There's not going to be another korban. And what that means is that man is no longer the tachlis of the bria. And if he's not the tachlis, then you don't need the meat, you don't need the means. Until the mabul, if the person was a baal chomis, he was the purpose of the world, then ve'imachas kol ha'yakum. God had to erase everything. But lachar ha'mabul, the earth is not going to be cursed because of man. The whole earth, the whole creation is not going to revolve around man anymore. And that's the kilkul ador to the door ha'mabul. So we want to fix the tikkun ha-zoama, the filth, the impurity of Adam HaRishon. We can only do it if first we pass through the stage of fixing the nullification of the centrality of man, which happened in the Dor HaMabul, that we nullify the centrality of man. And what is the way, Be'emes, Likanes l'oto shlav kadmon shel Adam HaRishon? Ech machzirim kodem l'rkaziyut ha-adam shu adam shu adam ha-merkaz v'kim shel kol ha-briya? Now how do we make man again the center of creation? That's by being Mekayim the Tanai of Yom HaShishi. The Bria Salamis was told to Tluya Bomedes, if the Jewish people were on Kabbal the Torah, if these Jewish people wouldn't have said Nasa Benishma, they'd be Machzir was called Olam Tovavo. In other words, the Kiyum HaOlam is Tali B'Kabbalas HaTorah Shel Yisrael. And how's this possible? Because Baruch Hu swore that he's not going to destroy the earth because of man. Here, the Nama Kabbal the Torah is going to be Machzir the Olam Tovavo. Exactly what we're saying. The Pircha is the Kal V'Chomer. Yom HaShishi, meaning Avav Sivan, is going to be Mischadish and Oifen Acher Shel Kiyum Olamos. Berit Noach, Me'amar Lo Sif L'Kalel Od, Aval Berit Sinai Noken. El Hefech, B'dik Al Batam At HaTorah En Kiyum La'olam. Nuzay Ikar Nekudat Echidush HaBerit Sinai, Vua Motzi Kiyum Yisrael Miklal Oto Kiyum Shel Berit Noach. Until now, it was Berit Noach, God's not going to destroy the earth anymore. Now it's a new bris. Yom HaShishi means that on the 6th of Sivan is going to be another way the worlds are going to exist. So really the kash is the teretz. The kash is how can you say that if the Jews are makabel Torah, Hashem is going to machzir the olam tov avo? Hashem promised not to destroy the world. The answer is that now it's a new mahalach. Until now, Hashem promised not to destroy the world. It wasn't tolerating man anymore. Now it's going to be tolerating man. Now it's going to be tolerating man's makabel Torah. That's Bris Sinai. Bris Noach is I'm not going to curse the earth anymore. That's it. Bris Sinai is now it's tolerating if you're makabel Torah now. That's a new bris. There's a kal and there's a chomer. Kal is that you don't have to worry about it. The earth isn't going to be destroyed. Stam. Chomer is but now if you're not makabel the Torah, now tala in Torah. Kach b'chdei lagi la tikkun shel bitul amita. If you want to be mevatel misa, first you have to have two stages. Tikkun derech chomer, tikkun derech brit Sinai. First you have to fix the nation and brit Sinai. Tikkun derech chauma. Fix the Dor HaFlaga, And Tikkun Derech Bris Sinai Shel Kabbalas HaTorah, which is fixing Dor HaMabul, that's after the Dor HaMabul, it's a new Bris. Tikkun Derech Brit Sinai Shel Kabbalat HaTorah LaAfshel Kiyum Olamot. And that's what makes possible the existence of the worlds. And the Yikar Nekuda in the Geiris of Geiris is that Geirshen is Gar Kodesh Shel Adami. Like he's born anew with Nechaz Tachmei Hashchina, and the mitzvah to love him is because of this, because Nechaz Tachmei Hashchina Ad Kedei Kach. That he's mother to marry his sister, it's even mafkia biological connections. There's a new leida, without a mother, without a father. The ger is like the yitzir kapa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the nekuda pnimi shel geiris. Nocham ole yitzir kapa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once again, a creation of God. Starting again without parents. And when we go back to the beginning, to the tikkun of the Zohama of Adam Rishon, muzmen kodum kol tzurik verin ki yitzir kapa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Muchachim kodum kol. לחזור לבחינת כי יציר כפיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. דוגמת אדם הראשון. What do we have to do? We want to be מתקן את זוהי מהבדם הראשון? We have to go back and be יציר כפיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. הקדם הראשון, that's גירוס. And it's kind of דרך הגירוס. אדם רבינו has to be a gear. Otherwise it couldn't be אדם הגדול בנוקי. But the יחיד can no longer be מתקן את זוהי מהבדם הראשון after the דור הפלוגה. We need a nation. We master that Surah Sa'odim. And this nation has to be Bibchinis Yitzir Kapu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bichdei Tzutzu Kimin La'agiyah La'atikun Kilkul La'odim Arishim. This Uma has to be Bibchinis Yitzir Kapu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Uma, in order to come to the Tikkun of the Kilkul of Odim Arishim. So we need Avram Avinu, Odim Agadol Manokim, he has to be a Ger, New Yitzir Kapu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but then you need a whole nation. Fix the Dor HaFlaga, these 70 people fixing the 70 nations. This Uma has to have a father who's a Yachid. Kol Shivim Nefesh has to be the same family. And the children have to be an Uma B'fnei Atzma. And with these two conditions, they can reach the original Surah Sa'odim. But only Derech Geiris. Avram is to Legerim. And the Negeiris will learn from Avosenu B'Mitzrayim. And it's not only together Maestro Kachoya. It has to be. It has to be. Because the Metzius of Knesset Yisrael is between these two poles of Gerus, the Gerus of a Yochid and the Gerus of an Umma. The Gerus of Avram Avinu to be Metaken the Kilkul of Adam Rishon. And the Gerus of Gans Kali Yisrael, Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is Metaken the Dor HaFlaga. So that's this Gabrus and the Kilkul of the Dor HaFlaga. And have to be attacking the Kilkul of the Dor HaMabul. The Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu relate to the Midos Hanhaga. Nistor me'abatz Musa v'nigla mitzad pulosav naschul b'mashal. How do we explain this? We explain it with a mashal. It was about a Beis Chareshis. V'niulo mishtamesh b'chol minei midot. פזרנות וקמצנות, שמחה ומרירות, הכל לפי מה שאישה דורשת. אבל כל המידות הללו עדיין אי אפשר לעמוד על רצונו העיקרי, ומטרתו בהקמת המפעל. אבל אם מזדמן מאורע מסוים, למשל פטירת בנו, ואורי גם מאורע זה מבטל מפעלו, אז הרס מתגלה למפרע, מה הייתה מטרתו הראשית בעצם המפעל? שבותיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא מורים על האופנים השונים של הנהגת המפעל של כאילו העולמות, נגלה מצד פעולותיו. אבל עדיין אין פעולות אלו מעידות ומוכיחות על מטרת המפעל בפחד. הנהגה מוכיחה מטרת המפעל היא הנהגה מיוחדת אך ורק לשם הוויה. הדבר הזה יסוד עיקרי בלימוד החומש. הוויה סי. God is hidden in his essence and he's revealed in his actions. Marshall is, you have somebody who owns a factory. And he has all these midos that he uses to run the factory. Sometimes he's generous, sometimes he's cheap, sometimes he's happy, sometimes he's bitter. Whatever is needed for the factory. We don't know what's the purpose of his of this factory, but if something happens and because of this, he closes shop. Then we understand what's he really interested in. What's the whole purpose of this factory ultimately? So the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu show different ways that he runs the world. Nigla mitzad pulosav. These pulos don't testify and prove what the purpose of this whole factory is. What's the world here for? The Hanhaga that proves the purpose of this whole Nifal, is the Anhaga B'yuchadis Ach V'rak L'Shem Havoya. That's Shem Havoya. That's the purpose of everything. That's the Anhaga. That's the Matara. Moshe asked Hashem, what am I going to do when Jewish people ask, what mashmo? What's your name? In other words, with what midah did Hashem want to take us out of Mitzrayim? One of his midahs, with which he's manning the world, is he want to take us out with the midah through which will be revealed that the purpose of all of the worlds is for us, for the Jewish people that are called righteous. And this is the tshuva is Hashem havayim yotzim Mitzrayim. Lo b'midah pratis shel hanhaga, ala b'derech sheyivada sheyatem matat kolhim. It's not stam a midah of running the world, but in such a way that it'll be clear that you're the purpose of creation. Mashmona, that Moshe is asking for rishus, to reveal to the Jewish people this yisod as an answer to their question. And this could go back to the Ramban, who explains that as long as Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't misgala b'shem havoya, the chukei ateva weren't his battle. In other words, as long as there's no bitul chukei ateva, there's no recognition about the purpose of the world, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is not identified yet with Shem Havoyah. Maybe this mahalach will be like other mahalachim. But bitul chukei ateva shows shvitzus ubitul hamifal b'shvilcha. In terms of the vatul chukei ateva, it shows that the whole mifal, the whole factory, is closed, closing shop because of you. In other words, the laws of nature are being suspended for you. That's the Omak HaPshat B'Divrei HaRamban. בזמן שנוהג לא אוסיף לקרר את האדמה בעבור האדם, אי אפשר תתגלה להנהגה בשם הוויה. If I'm not going to curse the earth because of man, I can't be מגל לשם הוויה. Because this shame shows that the Jewish people are the tachas of the world. And Hashem is מגל in this name, it must be that there is now going to be a חריץ, a בקיעה, is going to be a chip breaking through a bris noach. There's going to be a new mahalach in the world, a mahalach of tikkun ha-michshol shel dor ha-mabul. Mahalach shebo vetzich iber drayin der velt tzuli b'Yisrael yitafech ha-olam b'shvil Yisrael. And therefore the Jews aren't going to be mekabel the Torah. The world's going to be chozer l'tov v'vo. So God's now going to do nisim. He's going to show the whole thing stopping because of the Jewish people. And the whole, all the world is totally in our Kabbalah Satorah. So that shows what the purpose of the world is. I'm Yisrael. Yitzis Mitzrayim is to come with 2 to 9. Sveta Gerus from an Erste Gerus. The second Gerus from the first Gerus. The Gerus of Rabbis Mitzrayim. After the Gerus of Avraham Avinu Tchil Legerim. That's the creation of the nation. Number two, the Yizgalus B'Shem Havoyah. To undo the Bris Noach. So number one, there has to be a Geirus. Geirus is starting again, bringing back to the state of Adam Rishon, like Yitzir Kapish L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Avram is Tchil L'Geirim, and then Am Yisrael is Geirim Mitzrayim. And then you have to have the revelation B'Shem Havoyah, Shmi Havoyah, Lo Nadati Lahem. Now God's going to reveal himself B'Shem Havoyah, to undo the Bris Noach. And without these two kavim, we never for Yitzis Mitzrayim. So these two stages complete the possibility of Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is the Yitzir of Tikkun Avadim Rishon, Atem Kuri Madim. Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo bara el chvodo. So now we come back to the creation of the of man, Tikkun of man. Only Atem Kuri Madim. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for his honor. And this appears in two forms. Number one, Kol Elokim Hastil Davar. במפורש ומופלא ממך אל תדרוש, ואין לך עסק בנסתרות. הכבוד הזה דווקא בהסתייגות ובאי חקירה. וכבוד מלכים חקור דבר. כבוד דווקא מתוך עמידה בחקירה ופרטים ופרטי פרטים כל איכי טינציס. שניים מלכים מטלס. שדברי תורה מחודדים בפיך. So we have. Everything was created for the glory of God. And this is in two ways. Number one, the glory of God is to the honor of God. Everything's created with the honor of God. So the honor of God is to hide things. It's a pasuk in Mishlei 25:2. On Chagiga 13. It's above you, don't darshan. You know Esek and Staris. The covenant is behistaigu to be ichakira, not investigated. And kvod melechim chakol deva. Kavod comes dafka mitoch amida v'chakira pratim v'pirte pratim. All the hechitimses of shnayim v'chitim talis. The betor should be sharp in our mouths. It says in Chazal that the sixth commandment of Bereishis are begeder kvod melechim haster deva. And for Vayichilu is kvod melechim chakor deva. Sixth day of Bereishis is hidden. And afterwards we have to investigate. Because the understanding of how the world came into creation, the being, is above the seichel enoshi. Our seichel works only in the tchum of the yesh. What preceded the yesh, what's included in the sabbos, is included in the haster dabar. So on this time where we went from haster dabar to chakor dabar, it says vaychal okim bayoyim hashvi. Ha'mavar ben shesh me'amaseh shel yitzra v'tavut levayichulu ne'amal shekadosh baruch hu kiven itotah v'regaav. Ben yom hashvi yom hashvi. Ma she'i efshar leben adam lechaven kach b'regaim. אצלנו מופיעים מקודש על הלכות. אין ידוע רגע הכניסה המדויקת של יום השביעי. כאן מופיעה תמורה בין הזמן שאין לבן אדם תפיסה בו, ותקופת הזמן שבו ניתן לחקירה לתפיסה. כבוד מלכים לך כל דבר. We have this transition. שנשש סמי המעשה, דבר יחולו. קדוש ברוך הוא very מדייק. Sixth day, seventh day, start a seventh day right on time. Person can't do it exactly on the second. So this is the tmura, this is when we go from the time that man doesn't understand, to that time man does understand. Sheish Smei Maisa, we don't understand. And then Vayichulu, that we're allowed to investigate. That's Nitan Latfisa, that's called Melech Mechakor Dar, the honor of kings is to investigate. We don't know exactly that moment, because Kol Rega, Shel Hoveh Metchalek La'Ein Sof, Yenu Echim Lekovo, La'amidov Lemesuyam, לפני הרגע הסתיר דבר, לאחר הרגע חקור דבר, באותו רגע למעלה מתפיסתנו, before that moment, was investigating, after that moment, before that moment was hiding, after that moment was investigating, and that moment's above our תפיסה. יציאת מצרים מגלה מטרת העולמות, לא רק הנהגת העולם. This is time tells us what the purpose of all the world, the world is, and the worlds, the purposes of all the worlds. Hanagah itchem mevuseset al hachshbon shetem meavim matrat etavut haolamot. Lachen yesh kan chazara vayichal elokim bayom hashvi'i, shel rega tmura meetavut lahanagah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu omer bachatzot. Bachatzot ma'amida et yitziat Mitzrayim mitoch mesgeret shel shesh yemei Bereishit. The Hanhaga with the Jewish people is based on the Cheshbon that you're the purpose of the creation of the world, and therefore there's a Chazar here in Vayichal Elokim Yom HaShvi'i. At this moment, when we went from transition from the creation of the world to the running of the world, Baruch Hu says, Ba'chatzos. Ba'chatzos puts Yitzis Mitzrayim in the framework of Shesh Smei Bereishis, of the Tkufa of his Havos. בחצות מתחילה הפעלת שם הוויה. In חצות, we start with שם הוויה, the name that reflects the purpose of all the world. And this רגש של יצור is not נתפס בשכל אדם. בעצם הגדרתה מופקעת היא מתפיסה אנושית, ולא רק חשש בעלמה של אי דיוק. עצם אמרת בחצות כולל בתוכו גילוי סוד יציאת מצרים. Chatzot, exactly that moment, Yitzis Mitzrayim is in the framework of the 6 days of creation, of the Tkufa of his Havos. And then Chatzot starts the Shem Havoya, the name that reflects the purpose of all the worlds. So that's really the reg of Yitzirah. This Bachatzos. But this isn't given to human perception, human conception and understanding. Its very definition. It is impossible to for humans to perceive of this, to understand this. It's not just a matter of not being medayik. They're not going to know exactly when Chatzos is. They don't have a good clock. They don't have a Swiss watch. Bach Chatzos includes the gilui of the soul of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's beyond the human conception. הנהגה איתכם מבוססת על החשבון שאתם מהווים מטרת התהוות העולמות. לכך יש כאן חזרה על בהיכל ביום השביעי של רגע התמורה מהתהוות להנהגה. הקדוש ברוך הוא אומר, בחצות, בחצות מעמידה את יציאת מצרים בתוך מסגרת של שש ימי בראשית, של תקופת ההתהוות, בחצות, puts his מצרים in the framework of the six days of creation, of the time of period of coming into being, בחצות מתחילה הפעלת שם הוויה. This is when the Shem Havaya is activated, the name that reflects the purpose of all the worlds and their creation. Regesh Yitzira is not understood, it's not nitfas in the seichel of man. Be'etzem Hagdarata Mufkat Hi Mitfisa Anushit. Its very definition, not given to human understanding. So the very saying of Bachatzot includes in it the revelation of the secret of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So now, when I come to explain the Maharal, Yeshiva Kushiyah Binyana Ambochel Mishpochotav. They cried about Arayis. They were answered to them. We learned Dina Geris from Abbasin of Mitzrayim. So Yotim Mitzrayim were Geri. Geris and Isgari Kachinoladami. Mudraf Bachoso. So what is Surya Arayis they have? Famous Kashi the Maharal. Says they were crying that they're answered to their sisters, to their Arayis. What do you mean? Geris and Isgari Kachinoladami. So why are they crying? They should be Mutter to their relatives because now they're reborn, not related anymore. And the answer to the Maharal is that at Sinai, Kofalim Harkagikis. And can be Gerut Shadik Fia. If you have Gerus through Kfia, there's no Klal of Kokonchanola. There's no Klal of Kokonchanola if it was willing Gerus, but not if it was forced. So Bashkafri Shana would appear that this answer contradicts what we're saying. What are we saying? We're saying that this is a, Yetzias Mitzrayim was a new creation. And you were saying no, it wasn't. Still also their relatives, because it was al dei kfiyah. But the truth is not like that. First of all, I have to ask the Maharal from Chazal. Forashim ad sheviti v'al beit imi v'al cheder horati, beit imi ze har Sinai, shem nolad knes Yisrael, perush nolad, peshut shekavna al dei gerut. Erech forash mishmi Chazal, shebis Sinai, ken yak katan shenolad. How can the Maharal say, that we weren't cut in Shinai land. Chazal say we were cut in Shinai land. And we have to understand, b'chlal, kofleim harkiyis, what geris is there here? How does Shinai geris mitoch kfiyah? So the explanation is, shekfiyat harkiyit mitzad heyotam b'nei Avraham Yitzhak v'Yaakov. Mitarat yichidim kvar kadma be'emet gerut. Shal Avraham tchila legerim. וכך באמת הכל יחיד ויחיד. באמת היה במקום לבכות על הסכם משפחותיו מפני שבתור יחיד לא נתחדשה עליו יצירה ואין אמר קטן שנולד מפני שכאן הייתה סיבה קודמת לגירותם. כפר להם הר כגיגית דווקא בגלל היותם בני אבות. אם כן אין כאן התחלה חדשה ממש. אומנם בתור ציבור במה נדים כאן שנולד ואין כאן קטן שנולד לגבי היחידים. אבל לידת האומה לא הייתה סיבה מוקדמת. שהרי לא קדמה גירות של אומה. באמת יש כאן לידה חדשה, אבל אין לידה זו של האומה, מפקיע קשר משפחה של יחידים. The answer is interesting, יחידים לאומה. The Umah was born anew. And they converted. But not the יחידים. Because the יחידים wasn't a new גירס, because they were already basing themselves on Avram Avinu. He was already תחיל לגירים, so they'd already been a גירס previously. And that's why he can have the קופה להם הקגיקיס. Normally, Geirus can't be done through Kfiyah, but here it can be, because they already had Geirus. This was just a Geirus al-Gabe Geirus, so it wasn't so necessary. So as far as individuals, they already had it by Avraham Avinu. But else, a nation, they never were a new nation. That's why Chazal tells they were born again. In Harsina, they were converted, they were Beisimi. Zeharsina, Hashem Lolik Nesrael, Takat. They were born at Yetzias Mitzrayim in Har Sinai as a nation, And that is Yechidim, and therefore Yechidim are going to be usher to their relatives because that wasn't a real conversion. They already converted earlier by Avraham Avinu. So we learn Mamish Tarim Odam Ukima Mamarazev, Bezrat Hashem, and Ramshich Kahina Vachahina. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest friends. Shalom Shalom.